Don't just dream about a brighter future. Go for it. If you want to pursue a career involving technology, look to a leader in technology education, ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech offers career-focused programs in electronics technology, information technology, and drafting and design. Call 800-741-5123. You can develop knowledge and skills that you can use to pursue opportunities in a variety of career fields. ITT Tech's programs are designed to give you practical, real-world experience. Classes and day or evening courses meet just a few days each week. Career services are available for students and graduates, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Would a career involving technology make your dreams come true? Call ITT Tech right now for more information. Call 800-741-5123. 800-741-5123. That's 800-741-5123.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construct and belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality. Ever beyond.
And good evening. Welcome to another episode of Ever Beyond. It's the last half hour of the last day of the week. And just to kind of maybe sum things up in the whole thing, is really is everything's about energy. Probably a lot of the news you've been reading is dealing with energy in one form or another. I mean, if we're talking about money, if we're talking about oil or fuel, if we're talking about sun, we're talking about heat and light and cooking and fuel. All these are energy in different forms. And the seven ray teachings is essentially the quantification of the different forms of energy. Everything is all about energy, and we as humans, we transform energy. We move energy from one form to another. we take food and turn it into fertilizer. We take petrol and we turn it into sulfur dioxide and smog and petrol fumes and water vapor and carbon dioxide and some. There's all this different transformations of energy, and energy in its pure form is what we would call light or electromagnetic energy. But there are different forms of even that. There is electromagnetic energy, and there is magnetoelectric energy, which is an area. It's like half of the area of science. It's like the subconscious mind of the conscious mind of science is magnetoelectrism, and without going too far into it, I believe that is the direction that our scientists and thinkers should be headed in when we're talking about ways of improving our ability to exchange energy, because we're missing a very important component, which is the magnetic component. So magnetoelectrism is where the magnetic component of the electromagnetic wave is stronger than the electric. As opposed to something like a radio wave or what we see as a visible light ray or something like that, which has the electric component dominant over the magnetic component. So there's a kind of counterpart. It's not antimatter to speak of, but it is certainly invisible to our eyes. It may not be invisible to other senses, and perhaps that is wherein lies the key to things like what people call psychic perception and various other forms of healing, where it seems that energy has moved from one place to another and nobody's touched it, and it just seems to have done it as if by magic. Now, there is really no magic. It's all about energy. What appeared to pass for magic in days gone by would today be recognized as just the contrary. You know, we're a little wiser than we were. We've had people like Penn and Teller tell us how they do these things and demonstrate their craft, essentially. It's a craft, stage craft. And this is where I'm kind of moving to, is that by transforming energies, by distracting you, people can get away with all sorts of things. And by having someone in authority say yay or nay to something, can convince a vast number of people, large enough to marginalize anybody who might want to believe in the truth. Given that, at this point, I would really like to play you a song. So I'm going to, it's good. Let's just put that on in there. Yeah, there we go.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Understanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. The one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't. Tuning, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry field. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me. But you know, I know when it's a dream. I think I know me, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry field. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
Sorry about that. So, why the hell did he play Strawberry Fields Forever? What's it all about? Is there... What's that got to do with cover-ups? What's that got to do with the rays? What's that got to do with energy? What's it got to do with anything? Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. There was a very large cover-up that the Beatles were involved in. I won't go into the details of it now because I want to talk about other things. But it's been a theme today. I was experiencing this today with some friends and watching a DVD that I'd got off the internet all about this particular conspiracy. But what I want to talk about more is the energy of the astral plane and the ability to take a cover-up. and understanding what cover-ups are all about, and to move beyond a cover-up, to be actually able to accept some new form of truth, which you can accept and as a complete reality, because you understand the way things work, the way that certain agencies in the world work. Now, a lot of people have said, all right, well, you know, if you study things like the CIA and the FBI and or the NSA, you're just asking for trouble, because you're going to get into this dark, paranoid world and you'll never come out alive. That's the fear that they put into you. That's part of the cover-up, really, because it's really important to know how things are covered up and what techniques they use. In the same way, if you saw a magician on stage like Penn and Teller or David Copperfield or, you know, Darren Brown, you know, you'll realize he's using a series of techniques. And people who've studied things in different directions, they'll recognize, oh, that's NLP. That's neuro-linguistic programming that Darren Brown is using to do things to people. He's touching people at various points. There are kung fu techniques that are like that. There are all kinds of things that appear to be hidden. They're held by secret societies all over the world. And all of these little techniques can be put together by a conjurer, a magician, because you know that they're not actually moving energy in a magical way. They're doing something that it's conjuring. It is it's a trick. And they're able to trick your mind into thinking one thing, which is what they're doing, which is what they're trying to do, the effect, while actually doing something completely different, which is their manipulation. And so we've all been manipulated. We know we've been manipulated. One of the big things that brings people to shows like this is called the 9/11 Truth Movement, or whatever has grown out of that, or the 9/11 was an inside job movement, or the 9/11 was an inside job understanding, you know, how it all fits together, how the agencies work together, who was working for whom, and who's got the bigger picture. And it's sometimes a bit competitive. Oh, I know this little bit of information, and, you know, you don't, and buy my book or read my book, buy my DVD, listen to my YouTube, and I'll give you a little piece of the puzzle. Well, everybody's gathering more and more information, and there comes a point when you go beyond your belief system, and what you're doing then is you're moving beyond the astral plane. You're taking your understanding to a different level. And people may or may not realize it or connect it up, but this is usually associated at the same time in your life as possibly a heartbreaking event. I mean, you may lose a loved one. People may have lost a loved one in 9/11 and started digging, you know, because they had nothing to do with the grief. What do you do with the grief? So we've seen the effects. A lot of us have seen, you know, was it a hologram? How come they said it was a plane and yet it didn't fit in the hole in the side of the Pentagon? It couldn't go through the cables and wires and telegraph poles in the street. All these things that we've realized that, you know, it's just been a big conjuring trick. A big David Copperfield, you know, beyond David Copperfield, but a really big thing. And then you start looking, all right, well, if that really was a fake, what were they faking? And it seems that they were moving massive amounts of gold out of the bottom of the World Trade Centers and wherever that's gone. So there's hundreds of tons, if not thousands of tons of gold that have profited from that, and that's billions of dollars. And then there's all the insurance policies that they took out on the people and who were killed in the thing, not for their families, but for them, and all the pension funds that backed those insurance policies. The list goes on. It seems that every guppy in the world has had a nibble at this big pie. And so we're seeing this is their MO, their modus operandi, how they work, what they do. So we're going to look, well, I'm going to try and look. I'm going to try and pick apart, you know, the magic tricks that they use. And I think the first one is that if you're at all susceptible to belief systems, as I believe we all are, because that's how we've grown up. We've grown up within belief systems. But some people, a lot. I was very slow, personally, very slow to wake up to all of these things. And possibly would never have woken up to these things had I not had a bike crash and, you know, died on the slab and then came back and all this stuff. I don't know if I would have had the opportunity to start moving into these things. And so normally some kind of trauma or some kind of huge effect in your life, like I said, like losing, you know, like having a big heartbreak, that often opens the way for a sensitivity to a different way of being. In fact, what it allows you to do is move into your heart, as opposed to having your awareness centered in your solar plexus. Now, according to the teachings, the solar plexus is the seat of the emotional body. And so your awareness is above your base center, which is your, you know, your ability to stay alive, to feed yourself and all of that stuff. And you're living in relationships. You have relationships with other people, and so you're working out your sacral center. And then you have your solar plexus center. That's the seat of emotion. It's where belief systems live. And those of us who don't rise above that level of awareness spend our entire lives living in belief systems. Now, what I'm saying, you know, I'm saying belief systems are not reality. Reality is everything is as it is. You know, nothing's good, nothing's bad. It just is as it is. The sun does what it does. It's not malicious. It's not doing it deliberately. Well, maybe it might, but no. But, you know, it's sending out solar flares. It seems to be completely indiscriminate. It doesn't take, doesn't make any favors, you know. It's just is as it is. And yet, if you're within a belief system, you may say, "Oh, God is angry with me," or "The sun is angry," or you know, you're projecting emotions onto it, and it's not they're not necessarily appropriate emotions to impose on, you know, a star. and so, when you live within a belief system, that means anything that is an ism, you know, if you call yourself a somethingist, you're restricting yourselves. You're living in a limited consciousness that is called a belief system or a paradigm. And it's a natural part of growing, but there's a point in your development of your consciousness where you have to move beyond the belief system and into the world of reality, which is, it's almost like walking backstage from the magic show. And you see where the wires and pulleys are behind the screen where the magician is working, and that's what we call raising the level of awareness and the level of consciousness. We need to get more. Thank you very much. Sorry, I just checked out the chat room. So where I'm going with this is that we have a series of belief systems that are imposed on us. And belief systems all require an authority to validate them. But what that means is that you are not validated. The belief system gets more validation than you do. And so even if you know the truth and you speak the truth, because it does not belong within the belief system and the authority refuses to allow that idea to come into the belief system, it's not real, it's not true. You're not accepted. You're ostracized. You're a... That word has just gone completely out of my mouth. Apostate, that's right. That's a difficult word. Apostate. So, yes, what is reality? I'd like to suggest that I imagine most of us in this chat room and who are listening to the show have seen the film The Matrix. The moment that Neo is shot in the heart, go back to my heartbreak comment, he is shot in the heart and he is revived by love from Trinity. Neo is one, Trinity is three, Morpheus is two. Neo represents the will, the first ray. Trinity represents the third way, the mother. And Morpheus represents the son. He is shot in the heart, and she revives him with her love, so she instills him completely. There's a union there. At that point, he sees reality as it is. He begins to see the green numbers all dripping down from the walls, and he sees that it's nothing more than a computer program. He sees what that is. He knows computer programming. Remember, he's a hacker, you know. He sees, and then he's able to recognize, aha, I need to merge with this. And he dives into the agent and becomes the agent, bursts out of it. So there's an interesting way of looking at things that is above the level of belief systems. It's like I keep forgetting things. The X-Files. When you see it has the poster, I want to believe. Well, I don't really want to believe. I want to know. I want to know what reality is, because I'm not satisfied with belief systems. They don't kind of get me in the heart, you know. Need to get it in the heart. So, the Matrix, a big program, a big hologram. Yes, I believe so. It seems to have been proved by the Black Ops community. They report back. People have remote viewed. There is an edge to it. It's like the edge of the Truman world. You know, he sails up to the boat and he bangs against it. You know, wow, there's the world. That's the edge of the world. There is an edge to the program. There is a holographic program that we're all in. Thing is that we're all in it because it's comfortable, because to move outside of it is uncomfortable. You have mockery, you have ostracized from your community, you're disbelieved, your credibility goes down, nobody believes a word you say after that. It's a very difficult place to be. But if you can survive that, if you can find the resources within you, you're seeing reality as it is. And I believe that's what we call an initiate. Somebody who's started on the path of illumination. I believe that many of us here in this chat room, listening to this station, are people who have had past lives, many past lives of learning, of studying, because you're interested, you're curious. That sets you apart. Something may have happened in your life. Many of you may have had great tragedies or great pain. We all have to be shot in the heart somehow to be sensitive to the ways of the heart. And the ways of the heart are the ways of the soul. And the way of the soul is the path of illumination, which is what we all want to become. We all want to become beings of light. To somehow step beyond this physical body, where it doesn't matter so much, you know. whether you're wearing high heels or low heels, whether you're wearing the latest fashions or not, that you're comfortable in your clothes. But essentially, you're embarking on adventures of curiosity, exploring, discovering, being excited in discovering. Transcend love. Yes. New adventures in love. What does that mean? Well, does that mean to become a messiah? Somebody who wants to express so much love? Maybe the age of martyrs and people dying for their beliefs. Maybe that would be nice if it would come to an end. That people, instead of dying for their beliefs, they live for their beliefs and inspire others. That would be good. It does seem as if I can't read today. I can't speak or read. We are in the ascension. Absolutely, El. Everything looks as if it's in chaos, and it seems that there's chaos going on, and it seems that there's all these dark ideas that are coming up. You know, the whole thing about the Pope and all of these ideas that he seems to have had all the time, and nobody's really kind of suspected, or at least a large group of people haven't suspected. And this is what I'm talking about, authoritarian dictating the belief system. Masters of the sixth ray, they have twisted it and distorted it and got that twisting and distortion down to a fine art. They have threatened us from the day we're born. And some of us wake up from it. Some of us wake up from the fear. And it's usually because of the heart. That we love somebody or something and we lose it. That's often the heartbreak. It's often the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. But it's often the best thing that ever happened to you, if you think about it. So, in my last 4 minutes, I'm going to just go and lift up this little handset here and speak to area code 919. Are you with us? There, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, who's that?
It's Teresa. How are you?
I'm very good. Hello, Teresa.
Yay!
Happy to hear you.
It's good to connect.
Yes, it's good to know. So, have you been following what I've been saying? Has it made any sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, and you described the word paradigm better for me. So, I mean, I understood it, but I don't know. You just put it in better words, and I appreciate it. So, it's always interesting when you try to be aware and then you kind of catch yourself with another belief system. It's like, oh, shucks. But I'm always thankful when you find a new one and you're like, okay, we can let this belief system go now. So
it's a bit like onion skins. You're in a place where you've got your belief system and you peel it back and you think, I found out what's behind the belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And you take off another layer, and there's another one underneath it, and you keep going, and down at the bottom, what you got is a little onion. It's still an onion, you know. It's still a belief system. What you got to realize is that you're actually just looking at an onion, and you were wanting garlic, you know.
Yep.
You wouldn't have found it there, because you don't find reality in any form of belief system. Because reality is something that you have to only experience yourself. And a belief system is what somebody else tells you.
That's true.
It's what we're told is true, not what we know. We have 90 seconds.
Okay.
I would like to thank everybody for attending my impromptu. So I do need a longer show. I'm working on it, actually. I'm looking at... I'm sure I saw a falling star there. I'm working on new forms of radio transmission, so we'll be working on it. And bless your hearts. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Teresa. You might want to hang on, and we'll maybe have a little bit more of a conversation. And
okay.
that'll stick on the archive. Anybody else wants to call in? I can come in. They can come in through my Skype connection. Just message me, and I can bring you into that. And you can see how long the Blog Talk Radio gives us. But if you're not, if you're going to leave us now, go and make yourself a nice cup of tea and have a think about all these things. There you go. Bless you. Bless you all. And yes. I'm just reading these. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Nice to speak to all. Well, I think I am beaming it telepathically. Good night, everybody, and let's see how long you can keep the vibration going. I'll be keeping it for a while longer, talking to a Teresa.
Yay! How funny.
There you go. Show is on, but not streaming. That's it. So, Teresa.
Yes.
Where were we?
We were talking about beliefs, and I had a question about why we have three rays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why we have three rays?
Oops, hang on.
All right. You need to switch off your radio now.
Yes, that's what I'm doing right now. Okay. Yay! Sorry, it took me a minute.
So, you're saying, why do we have the three rays? The three major rays are what they call the rays of aspect,
okay.
As in the three aspects of the one.
Okay.
But
there's
ahead.
Seven rays, but each of us have three.
There are seven rays. Each of us have essentially, well, completely, we have six. There are the
okay.
three upper bodies. These are the ones I speak about. Now, here we go. There are six bodies altogether. There's the monadic, the causal, or the soul body, and there's the personality body. Those are like, they're not, they're non-local bodies. Non-localized, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on, there's Shauna. She wants to join. Okay. I'm just going to bring Shauna in. Shauna.
Hello.
Hello, Shauna. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. So, we were talking, and Teresa said, why do I say three bodies? What I'm saying is that there are actually six bodies. In all, they are from the monad and the soul and the personality. That's what they represent, the upper triangle in the figure of the Star of David, what they call it, septagram, hexagram. And then you have the mental body and the emotional body, or the astral body, and the physical body. Okay, and they're much more tangible. They're much more. They're kind of more on our physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
The others are more on a kind of higher dimensional reality. It's like it's really like, you know, you have a telephone wire, and then you have your modem. Do you remember? Did you ever use a telephone modem for getting the internet?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. So you've got your physical wire. Okay, and that's transmitting an audio signal, your telephone signal. And then you, on top of that, you put another signal. Yeah, and that was transmitting a digital signal.
Okay.
And often we were bringing, so what I'm talking about, it's another level of abstraction. Do you understand what that phrase means? A level of abstraction.
Okay.
And that's what we call a higher dimension. Again, it's like the difference between looking at a magician on the stage and standing behind him on the backstage. You know, he's putting across an illusion. He's making an illusion. And the illusion is bought by the childlike part of you in the crowd. But then the adult can look behind it and say, ah, I see how that's done. That's a level of abstraction. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
that's cool.
It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And so each of those bodies is on a higher level of abstraction. So, for instance, our physical body, that's the bones and the joints and the sinews and the muscles and skin, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the nervous system. And the nervous system is like, it's like the telephone system. It allows our brain to talk in audio across light. It emits a tiny infrared frequency, a specific frequency, so sort of pale red. And it's very subtle. And the nervous system is like a fiber optic cable. And it sends pulses of signals at different frequencies. And the different frequencies affect different muscles. Each muscle has its own frequency. So when the brain says 22 cycles, I don't know, I'm just making this up, you know, then your thumb will extend. And mm-hmm. 27 cycles and your thumb will contract. But only because that particular muscle recognizes that particular frequency does the muscle move. And that's how the brain sends signals to the body.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
Okay.
Okay, so it's what's called modulation. And it's like the difference between a telephone signal and the audio signal that translates into a digital signal. It's abstracted.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, it's like... this is physics, this is. So anyway, there's the physics. Now then, so that's the physical body. And then you've got the astral body, which is the emotional body. And that's the liquid inside us. Okay, we've got vast numbers of cavities that contain fluids. We have our bloodstream. We have a lymph system. We have all these sinuses and all these, you know, the brain stem fluid and all this stuff and all these circulations that go up and down the spine. They carry our emotions. You know, your fear emotion is created by glands that pour adrenaline into the bloodstream, and then the adrenaline has all these effects on the physical body. But it's essentially the chemicals, and the world of chemicals has also a kind of physics to it, like a resonance, and the physics of our emotions are like oceanic weather systems and patterns, essentially. But our emotions exist on the liquid plane, and then we have you've got your elements, the earth, fire, air, and water.
Mm-hmm.
So earth is your physical body, and then up from there, a higher frequency of solid matter is liquid matter. Think of wax. Think of what wax is, or butter. You know, wax, if you heat it up, it becomes liquid. That's the next state of its matter. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you filter it through a piece of cloth and allow it to vaporize and vaporize it from heat from the edge of that cloth, it becomes a gas, which can then burn and become fourth state, which is fire. And so that's earth, fire, air, and water. Wrong order, but earth, water, air, and fire.
Okay.
Humble wax. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, wax, when you heat it, becomes oil. Oil, when you freeze it, becomes wax.
True.
Different forms of the same matter. You see?
Okay. Yep. Okay.
So...
That's good.
So the oils in our body come from our fire, created by our fire. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our mental body, which is the air body, which also exists at the same time, at the same place within our body, but within the air cavities. And we have air cavities within our mind, in our brains, and in our heads, and our sinuses, and in various cavities in our bodies. And those comprise, that's what makes the mental body. And the radiation of the mental body can be become concretized in forms of relationship, which kind of ties everybody. And this is again tied to the kind of paradigm thing and the belief system thing. Your relationships tie the belief systems together. As an illustration of that, you have your relationship to the church in days gone by. Your relationship to the church was the relationship with the family and the church, and the relationship to the authority, and the father had the authority because the church gave the father authority, and all of these things. There we go. You have authorities and belief systems and control systems. And now we're moving beyond that because we're moving into a mental plane age. We're moving into a place where people are making decisions for themselves and recognizing that it's up to them, because all of the authorities have failed us. And this is what's happening in our world. All our authorities are failing us. People who we used to trust, we can't trust anymore. We can see. We can't trust the priesthood. We can't trust the Pope. We can see that the Pope is a pedo. No, nobody wants to go near him, right? Mm-hmm. We can see that politicians are nothing but criminals nowadays. Nobody is noble and upstanding and honorable anymore. Everybody's corrupt. Everybody's been bought. Everybody's been compromised. Everybody's been blackmailed. You know, you can't trust the banks. Certainly can't trust the banks anymore. Look what they're like. You know, mm-hmm. coke-snorting thieves. With nothing better to do than to steal the blood, sweat, and tears of the workers of the world. No, we don't want them either. Okay, what about the police? Well, doctors. Well, we're losing faith in doctors, aren't we? Because they're all bought by Big Pharma. So they're all interested in giving us drugs rather than healing us. And then, you know, the politicians are making true healers illegal. You know, it's illegal in America to have vitamins, and it will be here soon, and all of this stuff. So what does that mean? You know, all of our authorities have been cut away from us. But we realize also at the same time, if we can, without going insane, that all we need to do is step outside of the belief system and say, so bad for a game of soldiers. Don't need that anymore. I know what I want. You know, I want to do this now. Let's just do that now. You start following your life from within. But if all of your life you've been trained and beaten, if you go outside of your belief system, then it's going to be more difficult than it is if we were just to shrug it off one day. And this is the problem everybody has. This is their problem of being able to step outside of the paradigm. And often, as I said, it's to do with the heartbreak, that we start to be sensitive with our hearts. Have either of you had major heartbreaks in your life that you've learned from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. In fact, I was thinking about it today, and I was thinking of you, and I thought, oh my goodness, what a perfect timing for his show, because I've met somebody that is in my path that I'm supposed to meet, and I can't figure out what his rays are, but it's also kind of scary, because I'm like, ooh, do I want to open up and trust again? Like, you know, and I've been doing what you said, only in my mind instead of writing it, where you keep asking questions till you get the answer. And
yeah,
the answer I finally got, because, and sometimes I put it on my Facebook, because sometimes there's decent feedback there. But I was asking, you know, what do I do to get over this fear of heartbreak? And, you know, because I like to do it, like, I want to do it right and not with fear and whatnot. If I decide to date this gentleman, which I think I might, there's a lot in common. But the big thing is, yeah, there's been some heartbreak for both of us. And the question I finally asked was, you know, what do I do, you know, to get over that? And it's, you know, it's a process, is the answer I'm getting, and that it's slow and steady wins the race. So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. See, the solar plexus is the one that registers the emergencies. It's the one that's connected with the adrenal glands, and it's to do with fear, flight, freeze, you know. And so when you're moving into the heart, it's a much more tentative movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more sensitive. And in it, you discover a lot more joy. Because in taking...